What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of your day. Weeks are falling like always. Let me get right into it. Don't shut down on your gifts over a challenge. Let me say it again. Don't shut down on your gifts over a challenge. We all have gifts, talents, abilities that, you know, excel in a certain arena. A challenge is something that fuels you to get to the end goal. You don't shut down your gift because somebody said, oh, that idea is stupid, or you can't do it, or blah, blah, blah. Who cares what other people think? Who cares what other people says in a negative capacity, because they're speaking on your gift, something that was given to you. Whoever that individual or group of individuals are, they haven't received their gift because they in a space where they can't flourish, or they can't grow their mind, because everybody else in their lineage is telling them the same thing that they're telling you. Don't get mad at your haters. Don't get mad at the people or opportunities either. Your haters haven't discovered who they are or what their purpose is. But just because you have, they see it as somebody that's ahead of them, and they don't like that. You can ignore the haters, but at the same time, I don't feel bad, because everybody has their own talents, gifts, opportunities that they're going to be coming across. Just because a situation might come up, you might not have the capital to start your business or do what it is that you said you're going to do. Sometimes it don't even take capital or any source of income to start. It takes an idea. Once you have the idea of what you want to do, you're going to try many different things, you know. And when you say, oh, this is good, oh, where did you get this from? How did you learn how to do that? Can you show me how to do it? Those words are the indication of that you're doing something on a higher level. Don't shut down your gift over a challenge. Most times, a challenge comes to indicate how serious you are about doing this thing, how serious you are about your gift. Opposition will come when you're on the right path. The things that, like, oh, the bank turned me down. Guess it wasn't meant for me. It was meant for you. Try another bank. Try another financial system. Look for grants. There's other things you can do, other things you can search out, other people that know more information than you that can help you. Every challenge has a solution. Let me say that again. Every challenge has a solution. I'm going to resolve this challenge. It's not a problem. I don't have a problem. I have a challenge. And once I get over that challenge, look out. This is just one step on my journey that I can get past. Once I get past this, and I know this was difficult for me to get through, look out. Because if this is hard for me, and I get over it, when I get over it, oh, it's on. Don't shut down your gift over a challenge. It was placed there for you to get over, so you can learn. Once you get over this challenge, somebody else might be going over the same thing, and you can help them through what they're going through. So whatever was given, whatever challenge was assigned to you, it was assigned to you for a reason. God's not going to give you anything that you can't handle. It was placed upon you to handle it. He's not going to give you anything that you can't handle. be grateful, have gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for this challenge because it taught me how to get over this, this, and this. Now, because I got over it, I'm that much stronger and I can take on the world. I can take on more tasks. I'm so grateful. Gratitude will take you a long, 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 long way. Sometimes you need to sit down and just be at peace. Be at peace. Be in a place that you can have a clear mind. Meditate. Be still. Listen. Be still and listen, and all the answers will come to you. Let me say it one more time. Don't shut down your gifts with an S over a challenge. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Y'all have a great one.